We have some major breaking news. Donald Trump's press secretary, Karoline Leavitt, just announced that he will be leaving the G7 early, fleeing after an absolutely disastrous day. And I want to walk you through exactly what has happened thus far, because not only does he look just uniquely old and fragile at the G7 conference, but he spent the entire day sending out unhinged Truth Social posts, starting wars with Tucker Carlson online, you know, taking shots at Tucker Carlson on camera next to other world leaders, and advocating for Vladimir Putin. An absolutely incredibly messy day. And I'm almost relieved that the president of the United States is no longer with the other countries, the other six countries in the G7, because I'd rather have no representation than have this orange blob representing us. He's the opposite of a steady-handed leader, and he looks like a child when he's sitting around all of the other adult world leaders, like Mark Carney, for example. He probably feels like a child, too, with intellect. So let's start off with this clip of Trump dropping papers all over the ground while confusing the UK and the EU. Just listen carefully.
The UK, and we just signed a document. This is, sorry about that. This is it.
A very important document.
little windy out here. Give me that. We just signed it, and it's done. And so we have our trade agreement with the European Union, and it's a fair deal for both.
He just said the European Union after saying UK, after dropping his papers. You know, have you guys ever had one of those uniquely off days where you just can't do anything right? That's basically every day for Trump, but today he is uniquely not landing on camera, because moments before this happened, in front of Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of the UK, the Prime Minister of Canada also embarrassed Trump by saying, I'm going to exercise my role as G7 chair, and he stepped in because Trump couldn't handle the questions.
All Democrat-run cities, and they think they're going to use them to vote. It's not going to happen.
Thank you. If you don't mind, I'm going to exercise my role, if you will, as a G7 chair, since we have a few more minutes with the president and his team, and then we actually have to start the meeting to address some of these big issues. So,
thank you, media. Let's go.
He exercises his role as a G7 chair to save Donald Trump. Now, right before Trump announced that he was leaving, or right before Karoline Leavitt said, President Trump had a great day, and now he's leaving. We'll read this in 1 second. Trump began sending out posts. He said, somebody please explain to kooky Tucker Carlson that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. This is because Tucker Carlson has been taking shots at Trump and saying, Trump isn't the anti-war president I thought. Trump actually wants war, and he tricked us. And Trump did. Trump tricked the anti-war group. He says, Iran should have signed the deal I told them to sign. Dude, Obama had a deal. Obama had a perfectly good Iran nuclear deal, and you tore it up during your first term. You tearing it up led directly to this. What a shame and what a waste of human life, says Trump. Simply stated, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I said it over and over again. He then says, everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. The anti-war president guy saying that everybody needs to immediately evacuate, while then focusing on Tucker Carlson. Dude, you can't be tweeting about Iran and Tucker Carlson in the same breath while just clumsily dropping papers next to Keir Starmer. This is when Karoline Leavitt came out with a post that reads, President Trump had a great day at the G7, even signing a major trade deal with the United Kingdom and Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Much was accomplished, but because of what's going on in the Middle East, President Trump will be leaving tonight after dinner with heads of state. Ron Filipkowski then responds and says, in other words, it was a total failure, and Trump is bailing because as a negotiator, he is total dog shit, despite the fact that his cultists think otherwise. So he will get back to the new war that he has gotten us into. Ron Filipkowski is spitting facts. Karoline Leavitt is lying. When she says Trump had a great day at the G7, great day for who? For Vladimir Putin? Trump did a lot of bidding on behalf of Vladimir Putin. We'll talk about that in a second. But even beyond that, he dropped papers. He got Lil Bro'd by Mark Carney. Lil Bro is when someone is like, all right, little brother. Mark Carney's the big bro. He's the adult in the room. And then he announced a deal with the EU, confused it with the UK, and off the back of that, we learn that the UK deal is just terrible. It's awful. It doesn't even address the problems, and the agreement is still not in full effect. Businesses on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean are currently in a state of uncertainty because the document is just so general and not really legally binding at all. So again, Ron Filipkowski is right when he calls Trump a dog shit negotiator. And right here, we have Trump lying to the cameras and lying in front of Mark Carney. So Bill Madden points out, good effing God. Trump just blatantly lied about other G7 leaders kicking Russia out of the organization. Russia was kicked out of the G8 after they invaded Crimea in 2014. And Trudeau wasn't even the leader when this happened, keep in mind.
Together very well. I look forward to that. The G7 used to be the G8. Barack Obama and a person named Trudeau didn't want to have Russia in. And I would say that that was a mistake, because I think you wouldn't have a war right now if you had Russia in. And you wouldn't have a war right now if Trump were president 4 years.
You wouldn't have a war if you had Russia in. Yeah, Vladimir Putin is notoriously anti-war.
Ago, but it didn't work out that way. But it used to be the G8, and now it's, I guess, what's that, 9 years ago, 8 years ago, it switched over. They threw Russia out, which I claimed was a very big mistake, even though I wasn't in politics then. I was very loud about it. It was a mistake in that you spend so much time talking about Russia, and he's no longer at the table, so it makes life more complicated. But you wouldn't have had the war. Other than that, I think we're going to accomplish a lot together very well.
He didn't. Spoiler alert, he didn't accomplish a lot. Trump just dipped out of the G7 because he is fully, fully humiliated. And hours before, he was promising they were going to accomplish a lot. Here's Trump next to Keir Starmer.
John is accusing Netanyahu of attacking them to deliberately derail your nuclear plan. What do you say to
that? No, they... And look, Iran should have signed the deal.
It would help bring Iran to the negotiating table. Would you guarantee that the U.S. would not get involved?
Well, I think Iran basically is at the negotiating table. They want to make a deal. And as soon as I leave here, we're going to be doing something. But I have to leave here. I have, you know, this commitment. I have a lot of commitments. I have a commitment to a lot of countries, including the UK, where we just signed our deal.
I don't think he's talking about the UK. When he says he has a commitment to a lot of countries, he's probably talking about his commitment to Russian President Vladimir Putin to get him back in the G7, or what he wants to be, the G8. He's probably talking about his commitment to Vladimir Putin to protect him from consequences across the globe, and his commitment to himself to secure his own legacy. That is all that Trump cares about. Bottom line, no bullshit. That is all that Trump cares about. You know, I'm going to leave it at that. We have been relentlessly pushing on this channel, and if you enjoy what we do, you can join the Mockler Mafia. Is that what we call it? Mockler Media. You can join the Mockler Media crew below by clicking subscribe, by dropping a blue heart. I love all of you, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.